Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the scriptures verse by verse. So glad to have you here today on this 22nd day of October, 2018. Great to hear that you are taking this moment to recenter yourself, to really ask Jesus to be the Lord of this day. So thank you for being with me. I'd also like to thank Alan Rines for his Patreon and his patronage and support of the Pray Every Day show. So thank you so much, Alan, for doing that. There's a bunch of different levels. You can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There is free artwork for the $5 level. You get your name on a wall at the $10 level. At the $20 level, you get a secret podcast that nobody else gets. So jump on over there if you're interested. And today we are going through yet another relational verse from the Seven Deadly Friendships, which released 22 days ago. And this is from Matthew 4, verses 3 through 10 in the HCSB. And it says this: "Then the tempter approached him," Jesus, "and said, 'If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread.' But he answered, 'It is written, man must not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.' Then the devil took him to the holy city, had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will give his angels orders concerning you, and they will support you with their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.' Jesus told him, 'It is also written, do not test the Lord your God.' Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, 'I will give you all these things if you will fall down and worship me.' Then Jesus told him, 'Go away, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what a beautiful picture of victory for you as you walked in the wilderness after 40 days of fasting. You must have been exhausted, world weary, probably sick, very tired, very hungry, very thirsty. And in that moment of isolation where you had nobody else around you, the tempter came and he used the word "if" so many times. If you're this, if you're that, if you're this. And Lord, I refer to these verses in the Seven Deadly Friendships to refer to Tempter Trevor, who is the one who tempts you to violate your conscience, who tempts you to do things that you should not do that would make God sad. And so, Lord, thank you for this example of how to overcome temptation. And I'm so grateful that you showed us that even the evil one can use Scripture. And so many times I can be persuaded by someone with a really good command of the language to persuade me with Scripture pulled out of context. And so, Lord, it shows me that we need to be people who know our Bibles, but not just know it, but to know it eternally and internally, to know that that anyone can quote Scripture out of context, but that we must know it in context and know it within the grand narrative of your story, that you are the great Redeemer, that you are the one who leads us forward. And so, Lord, thank you for your word that teaches us so many things. Lord, we don't want to live on bread alone. We do want to live, as Jesus said, by every word that comes from your mouth today. And Lord, when we are tempted to do something destructive toward ourselves, Lord, help us to remember that we shouldn't put you to the test. I pray for those today who have family members who have taken their lives. That's such a great, great pain and discouragement and grief that comes from being a survivor of someone who has not survived their suicide. And so, Lord, I pray, I just pray for the grief that's involved in that. Would you walk alongside? That cannot be easy. Lord, I love the way that this passage is ended, that if we could just walk away from this passage with one thing, it would be this: worship the Lord your God and serve him only. When we're in that place of being tempted. We're trying to worship ourselves. We're trying to worship our appetites. We're trying to worship what makes us feel good instead of worshiping the one true God and serving Him only instead of serving our appetites. So Lord, maybe the answer isn't that we run away from those things, although Your word is clear on that, that we should flee particularly sexual immorality, but that we should run toward worship, that we should spend our energy and our avenues in worshiping You because You are the great one, the lofty one who sits upon the throne, who the creatures around the throne say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with His glory." Lord, that is so true, and we spend our lives and we spend today not necessarily looking at the temptations around us, but taking our gaze off of that and placing it on Your splendor. You are worthy of our affection today, and we love You. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. It's my humble privilege to do so. If you would let me know where you're listening to this podcast, I would really appreciate it. You can do it in the comment section. You can also email me at mary@marydemuth.com. I'd love to know if this podcast has helped you at all. And if it has, and you feel like, hey, I would really like to see my friends or my family members get this podcast, feel free to send it to them. And also leaving an iTunes or a Stitcher review would be awesome. That helps more people get the podcast. So just thank you in advance for doing that, and I hope you have an amazing day.